Last week, my history teacher posed a question to us. How many of you remembered 9/11? Very few of us could remember where we were, or the event at all. It seems like my generation, those born 2, 3, or 4 years before the year 2000, are the last generation to really have memories of 9/11 happening. For most kids in school nowadays, they've known nothing but a post-9/11 world. This past week, I walked around my school and asked kids if they did remember 9/11.
I think 9/11 is probably one of the first things I can remember actually being so sad that my dad was crying. I think that really told me, you know what, something's up, like something really big has happened. And I was young, maybe 4 years old, I think. And that's definitely one of my first memories.
I don't remember anything at all.
All I remember is getting picked up early from preschool in Grand Portage because my mom, like, came and was in a panic, and she came and got me from school, like, quite a few hours early.
I was around, but I don't remember it.
I wasn't even born.
No, I don't.
I think we were dropping my brother off at school. I think in preschool or kindergarten. And then we went to Holiday. We went to Holiday and my mom came out like crying. And then we went back up the hill and turned on the TV and then the second plane hit the tower.
I don't.
I remember I was at ECFE with my mother. And the events were just unfolding, you know, just one after another, you know. I didn't really understand it at the time because I was so young, but I remember all the parents talking about it.
I remember it really, really vaguely. I was in preschool, and I remember the teacher saying that something really bad had happened, and that our parents were coming to pick us up and bring us home because something really bad had happened, but really that's all I remember.
I was one, so I do not remember 9/11.
I was a sophomore at the University of Minnesota. I was 19 years old. I was down in the cafeteria at Middlebrook Hall eating breakfast. I don't know what I was eating, but I remember being there, and I had been there many days, but I distinctly remember going there and waking up for class. I was going to be going to my Italian class with my professor, Luciana, and I was groggily eating my breakfast, and I heard something on the intercom on the radio about some confusion about plane or something around in the New York metropolitan area, but there wasn't anything definitive, and I didn't think anything of it. I just went to class and walked across the Washington Avenue Bridge to Kolthoff Hall, and I realized I'm telling this that I remember all of these places that I would never have necessarily remembered for any other class or day. But got to class, and my professor, Luciana, was just really flushed, and usually somebody was more vivacious and spirited, and was just a shell of herself and looking really ghostly and very somber, and looked like she'd been crying, and other students were coming in, and this was before the cell phones or parents weren't calling you and saying, hey, did you see this, or did you see this in the news, or getting an update. And so nobody really knew what was going on, and little by little we started getting pieces of information, and I was really more confused than anything. And then I remember rushing back after class across the Washington Avenue Bridge to go into the dorm, and there seemed like 100, it probably was less, could have been more. People just huddled shoulder to shoulder in front of this television, and usually there would only be 2 or 3 people there, and everybody was trying to edge past somebody to watch what was going on. And we watched actually live the second plane hit, and by that point some people hadn't even been aware that the first plane had hit or known what was going on, and it was really pretty chaotic. For as many people there, I remember people just saying nothing. And you have 19-year-old, 18-year-old kids, I say kids, but who view themselves as these fledgling adults and having all this independence and just being really struck with not knowing what to say and not knowing what to do.
For WTIP, this is Sean McDonald.